Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I very semi don't feel like it today. I don't really feel like talking and making this video. I kind of feel like I need a semi-mental health day, which I don't. I just had 2 days off. Fairly relaxing. What happened was, basically, I ate more than I wanted to. So the number, Mr. Scale came back to me this morning. It was a little bit disappointing. I had like a weird dream that kind of set my mood in a skewed disposition. I wouldn't say, you know, bad or, you know, fearful or anything too dramatic. Just slightly skewed. My football team played yesterday. We won. And during the game, it kind of, well, I kind of may have overreacted, been a bit, with a bit of dramatic panic, which is something I think I made up yesterday when I was evaluating my reaction to the Steelers. It was a knee-jerk reaction, and I definitely overreacted. But it was real. The feelings were real. It started off for me maybe encapsulated in one line: worst Steeler offense start ever. And basically what happened was, first play of the game, fumble between quarterback and center, which I saw two times earlier in the preseason, which kind of led me to think, oh God, here we go again. I just went all the way down that road. I saw that first series, fumble snap. Second series, looked like the play wasn't run right. Somebody missed their assignment. Third play, offside or something. It was just a whole bunch of mental mistakes. The kind of mental mistakes that I don't see a Bill Belichick, Tom Brady team making. You know, the Patriots may be my idol team. And I just don't see them making those kind of mistakes. Even earlier in the preseason. I don't see them making that mistake. Just the mentality. And I think the Steeler mentality and Patriot mentality is two different things. They go after it two different ways. Steeler mentality is going to win ugly. That's how they predicate their team. Spend most of the money on defense. It's a Mike Tomlin team. It's a defensive team. So the offense just has not to mess it up. And when it was all over and said, done, that's exactly what the Steeler offense did. They didn't mess it up. No turnovers. You know, they kept the ball long enough to give the defense rest. Defense played stellar. Defense was very good. Justin Fields got the start over Russell Wilson. And again, it was knee-jerk. I saw the same mistakes and the same calamity or whatever, miscues, that I've been seeing for the last 3 or 4 years. And I reacted. I may have overreacted. I was triggered. But my feelings were real. Respect them. Respect my feelings. My feelings were real. No matter how unjustified they are, you will respect them. Don't offend me. Don't offend me by correcting me on my overreaction for something that didn't happen. Respect me. So it's got me feeling some kind of way right now. Got a few things coming up this week I have to prepare for. Things I'm thinking about. Also, I'm thinking about I might have to start working overtime. And that feels like a big letdown. That feels like a major letdown to me. But when I look at my bills, and the reason I have to work overtime is for a good reason. It's to help my mother out. Well, not even help her out, to take care of her for her services. From $700 a month to $900 a month. So I got to pay that. And I don't want to go into the whole logistics of that because I got a way of looking at it. It's analogous to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, which I've probably stated here before, which, like I said, I don't want to go into it. You know, like you say, it's your mother. You're supposed to do it. Blah, 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 blah. So, but, and I thought about it. I'm kicking out $900, almost $1,000 a month over the top of living and paying my bills and everything. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And to be able to handle that, to even be in the ballpark, to, you know, for that, something like that is even, can even be considered, let alone pulled off. You say, oh yeah, I might be able to do that. So even, you know, be able to say that it's a very strong possibility that I can do it is a blessing in its own, if you want to look at it that way. And I got a job where the overtime is there. I can grab it if I need it. You know, it may conflict with some of the stuff I'm doing, and it may not. But it would help out a lot. It's an answer. It's an answer to my situation. Unfortunately or unfortunately, or however you want to look at it, it's an expense for my mother. Not having a mother ain't going to last forever. One way or the other, we're going to work something out or make a change or an adjustment, because, you know, we may have to go take the nuclear route. I mean, not the nuclear route, not nuclear, but, you know, work out something that where some property is moved or adjusted or rented out, or this is this, you know, something major in the living structure that she's doing to compensate it. So I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the stock market. NASDAQ is killing me. Losing tens of thousands of dollars. And I guess I say losing because it is money that was in my portfolio. Definitely money in my portfolio that ain't there no more. You know, whether it was money gained from advances or income that I didn't have at the beginning of the year. So really, it could be looked at not as a loss, to where I could still possibly be up. You know what I mean? I could still possibly be up. For the year, and that little bit of money, not a little bit, but that money that I lost could be maybe considered a little bit in a way, you know, not as bad, or like I'm playing with the house money, even though I may have lost, even though I may have lost that income or that money, maybe it's money I didn't have at the beginning of the year. You know, money that I gained through this or that. It really wasn't mine anyway, but still. Hold on, I gotta do something. I had to tie my shoe. But you know, and I gotta see my financial advisor. We gotta move some money and this and that. And again, as I think about it, one thing about it, I was thinking about this through these walks. I come out here on these walks. I really get to think things out. It really helps to think things out. I come out here on these walks and, you know, most of the time I'm not talking like this. And so I'm able to just think, you know, let run things through my head, different scenarios, solutions, evaluations of what's going on, this and that. And also when I'm talking, I'm actually talking things out, you know? So for the most part, I'm actually talking things out too, which has helped me develop solutions and ideas for a plan to handle stuff like this. I was just thinking about that today, that, you know, thinking about all my quote unquote problems, air quotes problems that I have, which would send me back to my reactions or overreactions, my dramatic panics, to where if something comes up, I may overreact to it, but it gets attention and it gets handled and it gets squashed down to the point where nothing really major occurs or is allowed to occur in my life. Because everything is watched and managed and under surveillance, and things are in place, protections are in place, this and that. And as I was just thinking just now, you know, worst case scenario, I could pull some of that money and pay off everything. I could pull some of that money and just boom, it's done. That's another alternative I have, you know, is to work, and even to have the alternative to work overtime, you know, just that the things are in place. There's really no need to panic. The things are in place. Just like Pittsburgh yesterday, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. The sky is falling. Worst offensive ever. Here we go again. We're doomed. And this is like after the second play of the game, second offensive play of the game. When it's all said and done, Pittsburgh wins the game. Every other team in our division loses. So we're like in first place. So we're like in first place in our division. And it's fun to be dramatic panic. I think it is. But it may have taken a toll on me and my psychic and this little talk that I'm, you know, having here with you or with myself or with the universe. It's helped me to work it out. And it's really not a thank God it's Monday. It's not really that bad where I didn't sink into some kind of deep, you know, rabbit hole coma of indulgence and eating and just, but it's a semi one, because also I was going to say, I do better when I work. I'm more productive when I work. I'm healthier when I work, my behavior, my habits, when I'm busy. When I'm not busy, or if I get a chance to lay around and be that person, I enjoy it. I love it. But with the eating and relaxing and just sleeping and being lazy and the overeating, basically the overeating and the stuff that I eat, And though I did, I can't remember what I ate yesterday. Oh, I had hamburgers. I made hamburgers and french fries, which shouldn't be too bad. But it still killed me. But I guess it might have been them cookies, marshmallows, and the Twizzlers, the soft kind, the rope, Twizzler ropes kind. Because I really want some Juju fish. They're not quite gummy bears. You know, not that sweet gummy bear stuff, but that gelatin, that hard gelatin kind of candy, whatever. It just has a flat taste to it. I might have to order some. I saw them. And I don't want Swedish fish. Swedish fish is still a little too sweet and soft. Juju is a little less flavored, less sweet, and harder texture. And come to find out, Kroger or Ralph's, I don't know about Kroger, but Ralph's stopped selling my Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid packs, they stopped selling them. Oh my God, I'm hooked on Kool-Aid now. You know, because I'm thinking, I get my Kool-Aid pack, I dilute it 2-1. I think that's a fairly good drink if I dilute it 2-1. That's what I'm thinking in my mind now. Easy. Go easy. This is what I'm thinking in my mind. If I make 4 quarts, where it's supposed to be 2, I'm cutting it in half. And of course, I can look at the calorie nutrition facts on it and determine just how good or bad that stuff is for me. Of course, I know it's not as probably good as a natural juice. It's probably more expensive juices out there I could get that are better for me, blah, 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 blah. But I love me some Kool-Aid. I drink a lot of it too, especially when it's hot and it's diluted. You could probably say it's mostly water in my mind anyway. It's mostly water and it goes down good. Oh my God, I suck it down. I got water too. I drink water during the day, especially in this heat. 111 degrees, 110 degrees, 107 degrees heat out here. Ridiculous. But I'm out here. Yesterday I started walking. Yeah, I was trying to do good yesterday. After the game, you know, I had ate something during the game, and actually I didn't have any sweets or anything, so I was going to walk and maybe get sweets and stuff on the way back. But I got out there, it was too hot. It was too hot, so I just walked around and walked back. Got about 3,000 steps. And knowing I'd go back out last night, and I did. Walked another 10,000 last night. Because I think I said before, I live by a thoroughfare. It has a bunch of auto dealerships on it that is very well lit. Very well lit because of the, you know, auto dealerships and the businesses and the commerce that's on that street. And somebody pointed out to me that there's a line meeting. What's the word where you just use the street, the lines on the street, an undivided median to where trucks can park and unload cars. To have dealerships, you got to have a place to park, you know, those big trucks and unload the cars. Somebody pointed out to me that that's why the street is so wide and it accommodates that, where you can't have these dealerships, you know, everywhere. You got to have something, you know, the street set off, the street capable of handling car deliveries. So at night, when it gets dark, I can walk still down a pretty busy street, well lit, sidewalked, you know, pretty much sidewalk for the most part, very most part. And there's people out there, it's well trafficked. It's a few people be walking, especially at night. People walk their dogs at night. because it's too hot during the day. So it's, you know, it feels very fairly safe. And I'm being defensive of the word safe. Like, oh, I ain't worried about being safe. I ain't worried about being safe. You know, trying to be all that. But what I meant was, I don't have to be on guard. You know, that's what I meant by safe. Not like I worry about somebody getting me or attacking me or, well, maybe robbing me. That's a possibility. But more so, I can just relax and not be on guard. You know, have me look, you know, be looking around, being aware of my surroundings. I can kind of feel that, you know, there's other things going on around me. It's kind of watching out for me too. I guess that's a good way to put it. Interesting way to put it. If you're out there and there's other people around, they're kind of looking out for you too in an indirect way. And you're kind of looking out for other people too. You know, whether you acknowledge it or realize it or not. You know, if all of us are together, you know, it's almost, we're kind of like watching out for each other. You know, if I'm out there and something go down, somebody riding down the street, I'm pretty sure somebody gonna stop, blow the horn, or do something. If they see something going down, something left going down, you know, say, hey, at least. You know, you get that, you feel that kind of confidence that that's the case, whether it is or it's not. And it probably is. You know, human beings are like that. Human beings are like that. And we also, well, I did kind of notice walking the bike path where the homeless people are. Well, two cases where people got dogs, barking dogs. I think two happened in the last couple weeks where it hasn't happened before in maybe years of me walking. Homeless people with dogs barking at you. One of them wasn't even tied up. Kind of walked up on me barking. You know, I wasn't scared. But, you know, you don't want to have to, so I say you got to be on alert, turn up. Had to turn up, you know. Another one today, kind of a pit bull, one of them kind of dogs. Was on a chain tied up. Didn't see his owner come out or anything. But, you know, felt aggressive. You know, I just walked on by. You know, just something to be aware of. And again, it goes back to probably my issue of most concern. At $900 a month, that income, I can make a withdrawal. I'd have to pay taxes on it. But, you know, it would easily take care of, very, very easily take care of any financial burden or obligations I got. Or I could work overtime. So the solutions are there. But the dramatic panic over them kind of, you know, triggers me into action. And that just might be my way. That just might be my way of handling things. Because yesterday, those feelings was real. Those feelings about my football team were real. I was like, oh my God, because I saw the same things I've been seeing for years. Even when Ben was there, our Hall of Fame super quarterback, the same offensive ineptitude, the same unsophisticated, uncomplex, just offense. And I just got to watch the Kansas City's offense. And these other offenses that are so beautiful and complex and sophisticated. And I know that's not Pittsburgh. That's not Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, they believe in God. Kansas City, they probably do too. San Francisco, I don't think they do. You know what I mean. And I do kind of look at that thinking as being primitive. The deep belief in God is primitive. I do believe that as the two states that require religion in the classroom are the two of the states lowest ranked in education. But from that comes something. From that comes a certain kind of person, a certain kind of understanding, a certain kind of ability. I would even say ability, a certain kind of strength. They get their strength from somewhere else, not intellectually. The strength doesn't come intellectually. So they may have a strength in a different human capacity. Just, you know, hardworking, diligent, tough, and just, you know, able to handle severe weather and, you know, just tough. Unlike us, sophisticated people, city-fied, used to having our food delivered and be upset if it's late. Yeah, we might not believe in God, but we also, if Armageddon came, we're done. Ain't none of us going out there killing nothing to eat, at least not in the first few months. Not that we even know how to do that. But, you know, so it's a give and take. It's not necessarily a good or a bad thing. It's not necessarily a good or a bad thing, even though it could easily be categorized as that. It's not really about that. It's just the differences in which human beings pride or function or prioritize, different ways that human beings prioritize themselves or what's important to them and the things they use to be successful and the things that they rely on, their abilities, different capacities based on understanding and vice versa. Maybe understanding's based on that, not so intellectual, you know, more. And I keep using the word primitive, and I probably don't mean that. In fact, I know I don't. No, well, I guess I could. But see, well, if I say primitive, that means that there is a goal. If I say primitive, if I say what is primitive and another one is not, that means that the one that is not is a perceived goal or the way it should be or the way we want it or the not intended, but the way that it should go. A primitive implies a direction. Not only, I think by definition, primitive means primal or before or, you know, something in the past. And the future is supposed to be, who says primitive isn't better? Maybe I should look up the word, definition of the word primitive. Maybe primitive doesn't, to me, primitive gives a connotation of not being as good. You know, underdeveloped, where developed is better. Maybe by definition, I'll have to look up the definition of those words. Maybe by definition, developed and primitive infer one is better than the other. You know, my Spirit Airlines flight flying by. But, so that's where I'm at. And thanks for having this talk with me. It's good that I can get out here, get my week started, talking to whatever I'm talking to, whoever I'm talking to, however I'm talking to it. It feels, it's rewarding. I even think I talked some stuff out. The only thing about pulling that money, I gotta pay taxes on it. 22%, something like that. That's the tax bracket I'm in, 22%. The whole idea is not to touch that money until my income falls to zero. You know, not only am I saving, I'm gaining, it's growing, My incentive not to touch it is to avoid the taxes, and that benefits me because it's reinvested. And it kind of puts me in a position to handle my bills and stuff now, which keeps the incentive on me to keep going. Keeps that pressure on me, that some of that, like a semi-dramatic panic, keeps a sense of urgency on me to maintain what I'm doing, to motivate me what I'm doing, and all that. But I can just take out, blah, 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 some of money and keep going. Pay taxes on it. Had this chunk here, put that there. Just sit on it. I can do, woo. Think about it. It's a lot of money. Well, depending on perspective, it's not a lot of money compared to what some people have, but it's a lot of money compared to what other people have. You know, I'm set. I mean, the bottom line is I'm set. You know, I'm set. I'm worried about stuff that can be easily handled if it's necessary. But I want to stay at this high level of efficiency. I want to stay really, you know, I don't want to waste, whatever that means. I want every drop. I don't want one spilled drop or one penny spent inappropriately. And that's my way of keeping my foot on the gas. Whoa. People are becoming too close. I don't know if you saw that or not. But you know, these kids are on them bikes and them scooters or whatever, thinking they, you know, they need to leave some space. You need to leave me some space. All right. So, I think I've said enough here today. There's people walking around me. That's why you hear me go into a weird cadence and a weird delivery. How I became disconnected from the talk and from what I was doing, distracted. Went into a performance. Maybe not for them. Yeah, I guess for them hearing me. Seeing me walk around with a stick. You know, they're looking at you like, what's going on? What you doing? So you put on a little something for them. Show out a little bit. You know, I've been known to do that. All right, anyway. I'm ready to cut this thing off because I don't want it to time out from the heat. But happy Monday. It's a good Monday. It's going to be a good week. We're going to do it just like this. And then traveling at the end of the week. Got to prepare for that. Getting stuff together. All that. Funketeers Ball coming up. All that. Yeah, and there'll be some videos about the Funketeers Ball coming up, I'm sure. Once I get into it. Anyhow, thank you for being here on my Monday as I evaluate the week, my week strategy, and things I need to do and all that. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Assuming now other universes have atoms. Other universes may not even have atoms. Oh, I need to bookmark that. I need to remember that. Other universes may not even have atoms. I might need to post that on my wall. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as One. My name is Jeffrey.